girl.
Wee! You sure about that?
Sweat Equity Podcast, the number one comedy slash business podcast in the world.
You sure about that?
Oh, I'm going to use that one a good bit because it's new.
What's that from?
Tim, I think you should leave.
Oh, nice. 55 burgers, 55 milkshakes.
Yes.
Listen to us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you could do us a favor, if you were in your ear holes and you could just go over to one of those apps, give us a little 5-star review, share it out to someone, go, hey,
please.
This is the best dick joke business podcast in the world.
I know.
Like, their logo's a tie that's a penis.
Yeah, they did that.
That was your genius, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
You peaked.
Ha. Probably.
Eric!
Is that one thing? Only took 450 episodes to get this one?
Eric!
The Billy Madison one?
Yeah.
Eric!
Or go on our YouTube page. We're trying to get those subscriber numbers up because that helps us out big time. This episode sponsored by Zupyak, Zupyak, the first search optimized AI writer. Look, man, you gotta create content. If you got any kind of brand, you gotta do some blog posts. That's the best way to boost your SEO. And I not only promote it, but I use it.
Mm-hmm.
Hair Club for Men style. So if you go to Zupyak.com, Zupyak.com, promo code SWEAT, you get the hookup. Holla if you hear me. And also in the episode description, we got hookups for Squarespace, CallRail, LinkedIn Premium, and Bloom Invoicing.
And Runway.
And Runway. If you go to our guest is promoting a promo code of SWEAT Equity 15 is the code on Runway, RNWY.life. That's RNWY.life.
You sure about that?
Promo code.
So it works for everything.
Sweat Equity 15. You get 15% off. Don't go on Amazon and buy it if you buy it, because they take a big chunk.
Yeah.
And you don't get the hookup. Let's get this party started.
It's called Sweat.
Hi, Donnie.
Listening to the Sweat Equity Podcast.
All IT problems, at least.
But start there.
That's the decision tree of all tech problems. We good to go?
We're good to go.
We're recording?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We got speed?
Yes.
Can I get a... Do you need to do a slate?
What? No, I stopped the recording and started again. It's all good.
All right. I don't know... if you got to hear an episode recently where we've been doing a lightning round to kind of get to know the guests real quick, these are going to be quick, quick answers from you. Some make sense, some won't. But you want to go first?
Sure. Do you like oysters?
Only raw.
Okay.
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Smart.
What do you think is the funniest movie of all time?
Ooh, I wrote that down too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It might be the first time I saw Superbad. I pissed my pants. That was really funny.
Okay.
Okay, we'll allow it. We'll allow it. Good answer.
I could say Airplane if you want me to.
Ooh,
like,
that. I mean, that's a great movie.
Classic humor.
Then you get into like the Hall of Fame sort of talk.
Well, does God exist?
In everyone's own way. Maybe God is karma. Maybe God is some guy in outer space. Maybe, I don't know. There's a higher power, whatever it is, I don't know.
Hey, we just want to see how you answer these. You got another one?
Yeah. On that note, do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
What about UFOs?
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you.
My favorite one, the first time you ever French kissed someone.
French.
Oh, gee. I was probably a late bloomer, maybe like 15, 16.
Wow. Okay.
So like maybe like a junior in high school, like tongue kiss.
That's not that bad. It wasn't college sort of thing.
Yeah, that's not terrible. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes or no?
Oh, dude, I never thought about that.
Yeah. You thought we're just silly guys.
It's a cylindrical sandwich. You're right. Okay,
well.
I think we're split on this one.
I don't know. I just don't like the question.
Why don't you like the question?
Because it's, I don't know.
You love hot dogs and you don't want to tarnish them. You got any more?
No.
Okay. Last one I had was, when'd you lose your virginity?
Probably a late bloomer on that one too. I'd say like 16, 17. So I was a senior in high school.
Hey, I was 21. So you're good, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did I know that?
Up for being a prude.
Yeah, man.
I was a God squatter, man. I was getting to marriage and then I was like, this is dumb. And now I regret doing that.
I was kind of hoping your virginity answer would be before your fridge kiss answer.
Either way, we can spice it up next guest.
Story. Well, you. No, I mean his.
Well, we end this the lightning round, which I want to throw some. I want to throw that music in the holding for a hero. We'll put that in the sound bed later.
I didn't listen to it.
You know Bonnie. What's the 80s song?
No,
I need a hero.
Oh,
you know. It's the most 80s song.
Yeah.
Last two questions. I think you said you did you listen to the podcast before coming on? I think you said off air.
Yeah, I listened to an episode and it was I think like a neurologist guy. I'm definitely not going to be as smart as him. Maybe I could funny, but definitely not that high level talk with you guys.
Well, look, we're low common denominator.
We were lost.
Yeah. If we acted like we knew what we're talking about, we got nothing. We're just curious fellas. And then last question is, what advice would you give your 13-year-old self?
I could swear on this?
Please.
Please make up new ones. Yeah, fuck everybody?
Fuck everybody. Oh, like, nice. Do you, Dan. Don't worry about what people think of you. Don't try to be cool. You don't need to be part of a clique. Do you, because like, if you're genuine, it's always going to be cool. That would be my advice.
That is that's a better way to put it. We hear kind of a similar thing, like get rid of the radio noise, or you know, no one gives a shit as much as you think they do around you, kind of thing.
In a way, it's kind of everybody's answer.
Yeah, no, well,
it's sort of like everybody. I mean, I don't know of any that really don't boil down to that.
Yeah, I mean, if we really wanted to play, you know, a game where we could connect this in like some weird big tree. They'd all connect in that route, probably.
Yeah.
But you've earned yourself a plug, sir. Where can people, what is the company? Where can people find you? Give them your name. Why don't you?
Cool. My name's Dan Caron. I'm co-founder of Runway. That's RNWY. We're a sport supplement company really focused on helping runners keep running. Domain name, RNWY.life. That's our IG handle. Check us out. DM us. And then also, Sweat Equity 15, promo code for all your listeners. Go on our website, throw that code in, say 15%.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Writing it down.
No, we got in that email from his booker, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Or in the notes.
But stopped writing it down.
Yeah, but that's very generous of you. Now, tell us about it. I was looking at it earlier today. It looks like something both of us would probably buy and use as a supplement. What does this do exactly? Because it looks like a little bit AG1-ish kind of stuff, but I like yours better because you're on our show.
Heck yeah. And that's a wonderful compliment comparing us to AG1. Super. I think formula-wise, it is similar to AG1. It's like a kitchen sink formula. So what we tried to do was provide as many benefits as we could in one product. So we have joint support coming from 10 grams of clinically studied collagen, very focused on athletes more so than the hair, skin, nails, beauty that we're all used to when we hear collagen. We've got almost 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes for hydration. And then there's a B vitamin complex and 2 grams of L-carnitine to help natural energy, non-caffeinated energy, help your body work better. And then there's also a couple supporting casts of vitamins. So vitamin C to help with collagen. Also the vitamin C, magnesium, D3, and zinc help with immunity. So help keep you healthy and not sick so that you could be outside running. Those are the benefits. It's like a multi-benefit product. Kitchen sink formula, just like AG1. You definitely want to take it daily. Collagen and L-carnitine, the benefits stack with prolonged use. It's called Foundation. This is our first product, and it's meant to give you a strong foundation. So if you're out on a 3-hour run, yeah, throw some Element in your pocket, throw some Goo Gels in your pocket. But leading up to that run, you should be taking Runway every day. We suggest in the morning rather than basing it around an activity. Therefore, God willing, we wake up. God question. God willing, we wake up in the morning. You know what I mean? It's an easy habit to form.
Yeah, and I'll even throw this at you because it, you know, even with our discount, it's still, you know, some people might consider it pricey. But if you're like me, I'm a big liquid IV guy and I'm an AG1 guy. I'm going to ditch those. I'll get this. That knocks out two birds, one stone.
Yeah. So when you think of it as a hydration product, it's definitely pricey. We see that on Amazon, whereas you type in hydration keywords, we pop up on the side of liquid IV. They're less than half the price. They're also half the serving. We have pretty much the same amount of electrolytes. They have around 870 milligrams. We have 836. But the price, the product is 2/3 collagen. And the collagen is pricey. So if you look at Momentous Collagen, they use one of the forms of collagen we use. They're very similar in price. Bubs Collagen, very similar in price. I'm shouting out other brands, but we're better, I think. So whoop-dee-doo.
I mean, this is a show
competitive for collagen.
We want you to be as genuine as you want to be. You know, like people tend to not talk smack about their competition. I think it's going to be lingering in people's heads that are listening. You know, and everybody has a competition, especially with a supplement kind of nutritional product. There's always, I mean, it is a saturated market. So there's always going to be a go-to.
You're saving them a Google.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is liquid IV is expensive. AG1, it ain't cheap either. I'd rather just get yours if it does both of what I need.
No sugar. So Liquid IV's got the regular product, 11 grams of sugar. I guess it's part of their like patented delivery method. But we've got no sugar and 9 grams of protein. So a little different macro you're going to get with us.
I think that's much better.
Does it sort of last longer in the day? Is that quick shot?
I don't know what a proper answer for that. It would be like how long it lasts. Good question. I don't know what you mean by that. It'll definitely rehydrate you. And if you take it first thing in the morning, it's a wonderful amount of electrolytes to start your day with after sleeping maybe 6 to 8 hours and fasting.
I want to ask you how you arrived at this. My hunch is that most people, I feel like, I mean, you're a pure startup, it sounds like. So it's usually probably a passion project around something else you're doing. And you've kind of figured it out because there's a need for it. What I want to ask before we get to that is collagen. It's something I never looked up, but a lot of people talk to me about collagen. In my dumb brain, I think of it as
the stuff that goes in your lips.
Yep, the plastic surgery ladies. That's where my brain goes. I hear it more and more now. It's one of those kind of buzzwords in these kind of supplements or nutritional kind of conversations. What is collagen? What does it do? Why was it important? I assume joints or something.
Legalize it.
So, collagen is a protein. It's the most abundant protein in our body. We're made up of, I don't know, maybe roughly 70% collagen. Production in our body declines after the age of around 25. And most of the foods that provide collagen, we're not really eating as a society anymore. Some people drink bone broth, but we don't have cauldrons over a stove in our hut. We're not eating cow hide. We're not eating like.
It's a commitment to do the bone broth cut. If you're a bone broth person, you really plan that shit out. I feel like you got your spot. You make sure you get there every week to get it or get it shipped to you.
How many bone broth people do you know?
Oh, I mean, I got a guy. I got a couple guys around town. I got to meet them in an alley.
You should have said bone broth.
Bone broth. I had a rhyme. And my brain sucks. I need broth. This product. Collagen, I guess collagen's the gooey stuff. It's the Nickelodeon GAC in you. I don't know. You got an answer?
It's gelatin, basically. Yeah. So like Jell-O, that's gelatin. Collagen comes from gelatin. It's a protein. It's not a complete protein. It doesn't have the amino acid tryptophan.
That's the sleepy one?
Like basic entry level, as deep as I could get with you guys, because I'm not a PhD. Cool. From what I understand, collagen is a peptide. A peptide is a group of amino acids branched together in certain structure. That's collagen in a nutshell.
I think it's used a lot in these anti-aging things. It keeps everything, you know, pliable. It's the gooey stuff, so it doesn't, you know, as we get older, we dry up inside.
Oh, white people. We lose it big time. Yeah. I mean, white people, we crack, dude.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. So that's where,
so it'll help with skin elasticity and your gut lining as well. Those are two things I think collagen is important for as well.
So how do you arrive at this, making this product? Because it's definitely ambitious to have something like this, which makes me think you were doing this on your own and making, you know, your own kind of pre-workout drink or something and stumbled on it. Is that kind of a hunch that's kind of close?
Nah? Pretty much.
Leading question? Mm-hmm.
I grew up in what I call like the bro space. So, you know, going to the gym, working out with the bros, whipping up your own pre or taking Jack 3D back when like pre-workouts were legit. Nowadays it's
Ephedra.
Like three different views, and that's why we also did. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit, but that also goes into part of it, actually answers your question. So the back in the day, taking a pre-workout, it had everything. It had a stim pack, it had your BCAAs, it had your nitric oxide booster, it had your supporting cast of vitamins, and it got you revved. Now you look at the big heavy hitter brands on bodybuilding.com, those are four different SKUs. Those are four different products adding up to about $120. It's ridiculous. It used to be in a $40 product. So with Runway, we wanted to create like a world-class product, and how could we deliver as much as we can in one bag? Save the consumer money, save the earth. I say optimize your pantry. My team hates it, but that's my
Here you are saying it.
Ball.
Well, you have a digital marketing background, correct? Of some sort on your bio.
Yes.
Yeah. So optimize is like it's the buzzword in digital marketing that's kind of always like
It's one of our like pillars: energize, optimize, prolong. But my background is fitness. So I worked pretty much every position in the gym, from washing mirrors, checking people in, general manager, training director, and personal trainer. When I was a personal trainer, I was fortunate enough to meet this guy called Kurt. I pulled him on the floor at Equinox in Chicago. He was in the squat rack, really shaky, no business being in there. Sign him up for training, sell him a 12-pack, and then we get to know each other. This guy turns out to be the CEO founder of Vital Proteins, the Blue Tub, the biggest collagen company in America, unicorn company, $1.7 billion exit. Like, the guy's a genius. So that was my client. I trained him for about a year and just like really nurtured the relationship, and we grew to be friends. And then one day I asked him for a job at Vital, and he said, yeah. So then he brought me in Vital Proteins as corporate wellness coordinator. There was maybe 50 people in the HQ at that time, back in 2017. And then I also did digital marketing. So part of the package was you need to bring on guys to Vital Proteins. It was heavy beauty focused back then, like Olivia Culpo, Feed Your Beauty, all that jazz. So bring on the guys, bring on the CrossFitters. So I did influencer management or influencer stuff.
What year is this about when you've started?
This is 2017 to 2022.
Oh boy.
So I did the corporate wellness coordinator. I was a corporate personal trainer. I trained any employees that wanted to work out. I would schedule group fitness classes, get relationships in the neighborhood with gyms and studios. But then the influencer stuff really took off, and that was like my full-time job. So I did that for a while. And then I also plugged myself into like the events. So I did tons of table setups. I mean, I did FIBO in Germany. I did Kona, Ironman, Arnold Classic, almost every year. We even took over Powerhouse Columbus for one of the Arnold Classics. I led that. So my background's really in social media. I'm not an influencer. I have like no followers. But I think I could find cool people, events, and like I've been taking supplements for like 20 years. So I'm really I'm like a geek about it.
You sound like you're kind of like us a little bit. You just figure it out. You were into it. You found you found a lane and you just went with it. And the other parts, the other skills, you just gained as you went, right? Because no one's like been an influencer manager for more than 10 years.
You know?
You know, it's not
you were
like
just a manager before.
Right. Or you were just a PR person for offline stuff, for sponsorships and whatnot. So you just figure it out as you go.
Big time.
With the, you know, there's a couple ways to go, but I figured out who you look like, and it's been bugging me the whole time.
Here we go.
Prefontaine, baby. That mustache is...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's the running.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Is that what you're going for?
Well, the mustache came when we launched Runway. I figured I got to blend in with the runners, because, like, I'm not that good of a runner. I'm good for maybe 8 miles on a great day, and it leaves me sore for 3 days.
Terrible.
That's solid, man.
Runner's got the mustache, man. And Prefontaine, who better to be? Oh, my God. You just made my day.
Wow.
You're the only one we said you look like this person, and you got excited about it. I've probably 100 guests we've said that to.
100 guests you've said that to.
Yeah.
I don't go around saying that. I say it after the show.
I've got honesty Tourette's.
Yeah.
But if anybody's watching, it's bugging them too. You gotta speak for the audience here. Well,
it wasn't bugging me. Like, he looks like Jesus. Move on.
A little bit, yeah. But Prefontaine, it's the running part.
Two pretty good ones.
I would say one lesson to pull out of that story, your origin story, is, and we haven't really talked. We used to talk about it a lot more on the show, but you know, surrounding yourself with successful people, or you know, movers and shakers, entrepreneurs. I mean, that sounds like you weren't that wasn't your calculated way to get to Equinox to be around those people, but you were it's kind of like a happy accident of sorts, right?
Osmosis.
Well, because Equinox is the highest end gym chain, I think. It's like $150 a month or something like that. So
it's really pricey. They got a killer membership base, obviously, and my previous experience
is OJ one of them.
You made a face. LA Fitness, I would try to sell memberships to people, and one of the rebuttals is like, "Well, I'll just go to Equinox," and it was like, "What is Equinox?" And then I look it up. When I lived in Chicago, it's like, "Oh wow, this is creme de la creme gym." So when I decided I wanted to be a personal trainer, that was my goal. Like, I would only go to Equinox, and I failed the first interview.
No, this is important though. This is a good story because a failure's
I
important.
Called them back.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I called the manager back and I said, "Hey, Cameron, I think I know what I did wrong. Can you please give me another shot?"
Wow.
And they gave me another shot and I got hired.
Oh, wow.
That wouldn't even have never had that thought in my mind. After bombing an interview, I'm like, well, I bombed that one. I guess moving on. So
wait, what did you say you did wrong?
Oh, man. So it was like a multi-phase interview, and one of the like tests was a floor pull, meaning you pull somebody off the floor that has bad form, you correct them, and you sign them up, which is how I met Kurt, my mentor. So with this interview, it was like she was like the regional training manager. She was such a hot shot at Equinox. She's doing an air squat, and I'm like, "Hey," I'm like, "Hi, feet shoulder width, hey, feet," and she was completely unresponsive. And like I mentioned, I worked at LA Fitness and we were very rough around the edges there. So at Equinox, it's like, you got to be a little polished, but I brought some of this old energy there. And when this woman was unresponsive, I literally just like put my foot between hers and kicked her feet apart and said, "Shoulder width, please." And it was like a no-go. And then the manager's like, "Dan, I don't know if you're a drill sergeant or a cheerleader. You're giving off mixed vibes. Like, you need to hone in your personality." And I'm like,
"Oh, man.
All right, my bad."
That'll mess with you, though. Like, you're like, well, because
hone in my person. What the hell does that mean?
I would ruminate on that for days.
Yeah,
for sure.
I did ruminate on it. And that's why I called them back and said, "Give me another shot."
And so what did you do the second time around?
It was just literally like a talking interview. I didn't even have to go through the whole process. I think they were just impressed that I was like, that I tried again, and they brought me in. I explained what I did wrong, explained my personality. Like, I'm more of a cheerleader than a drill instructor. It's just my bad. She wasn't listening. So something got a hold of me. And they were like, "All right, cool. We'll give you a shot."
Yeah, I mean, that's another, in the inverse way, being around, you know, what do they call them? They're like the big box gyms, the huge gyms that no one cares about you as a person. You're just a membership.
Right.
They hope you don't make it to February because they make all the money that way. So they sign you all up. They get you fired up in January. New year, new you. And by March, most of the people aren't going to be there, so they don't give a shit ever. It's a numbers game for them. Crunch is the same way. All these low-cost, big box, like Best Buy-style gyms of sorts.
Yeah.
And so Equinox is definitely a different animal, and they're an interesting business to work for because I know you have to do a lot more than what you've told us so far. It's kind of a philosophical thing. Are you bringing some of that to what you're doing now, that kind of corporate culture that you learned there?
So I like to bring like the hospitality aspect. So at Equinox or even at LA Fitness, like any gym, they tell you should know every member by first name. You should be the mayor of the gym. If you're the manager, that was like what I would tell my people. So what I try to do, and I got this from Vital Proteins too, they were a little, they like the big influencers, but for me, I really like putting everybody on a pedestal. So at Runway, we have like a small ambassador team right now. We got like 60 people. They promote Runway. We send them product. They love it. And we feature them on our page. And I don't give a shit if they have 500 followers or 5 million. If you're loyal, if you're cool, if you're a fan and you're supporting, I'm going to support you. So that's a little something that I took from the gym is just show love to everybody equally. Like this guy, Kurt, like I didn't know he was so powerful to me. Well, powerful. I didn't know he was so successful to me. He was a tall guy, literally ready to blow his back and his knee out in the squat rack. And I approached him the same way I would have approached someone that I knew was hyper successful. Like there's no bias. Just treat everybody great and put everybody on a pedestal.
And we need more people like you. That's very refreshing. It's encouraging.
Right. And he was accepting of that too. You know, that's another part of this is, you know, sometimes like if someone shows me how to do something like home improvement wise, I'm never like, I do it my way. I got it. I'm always like, thanks. I don't, you know, that's a better way to do it. You know, I never had formal training in this. So this is great. So there's two parts of that where it's kind of like you can go up and go, hey, let me show you feet shoulder width apart, you know. Don't bend your back down.
Kick his feet apart, you know.
I mean, I respond to that, but that's like a team sport. That's I'm used to that for coaches and stuff. Yeah. I think. Well, so Runway. I want to get back to you getting to Runway from Vital. Mm. You know, I don't know if this is part of the Vital umbrella, or you said, "Hey, I'm ready to go off on my own. I'm putting the timeline together." You know, you're there 2017 to 2022. So, you know, we had that neat, cool lockdown everybody went through. And that kind of, it really showed people either you went crazy staying inside too much, or you really kind of figured out something and kind of got improved your life, like self-help.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet there was probably a nice little bump in that stuff.
You know, like eventually I saw like those Lowe's commercials where it's like, yeah, you could get 5 pound buckets and or 5 gallon buckets and put the quick crete in it and make your own kind of deadlift bar and all that stuff. Make your own barbells out of whatever you got. You know, that's a good American ingenuity kind of thing. I feel like tell us how you transition from, you know, someone it seems like you're very loyal to since you told them how to squat properly.
Yeah. So it still goes back to this guy, Kurt. So got the job at Vital. He was my mentor. We ended up becoming like bros and training partners. And around 2021, 2022, Nestle Health and Science did a partial acquisition of Vital Proteins. So it was like they did half the sale 1 year and then half the sale the other year. And we had to ride out this transition phase. And Vital Proteins was a $1 billion company, but it was ran like a startup. Like we had a wonderful culture. It was great. We had a freaking cafe in our headquarters. And we had this landing page where we would order coffee or matcha lattes and a barista would deliver it to us at our desk. Like it was so wonderful working there. And then when Nestle came in, it got super duper corporate. And processes started changing. My influencers weren't getting paid. And I had great, great relationships with my influencers, creators, whatever you want to call them these days. And I would get text messages literally at 6 a.m. like, Dan, I'm not going to make rent. Like, where is my money?
Ooh.
And it got to the point where I had this one guy. He had my heart, man. He was like my age. I'm pushing 40. He had kids, single dad, bodybuilder. And he was like down and out. We owed him like $8,000. And it's like, it got to the point where I let him borrow $1,000 out of my pocket. He paid me back. My boss yelled at me for doing that shit. But it felt like the right thing to do. We owed so much money. It ate my soul. And that was my lever. That was my moment where I was like, I can't do this no more. Like, this is fucking up my sleep. I feel like a scummer. So I exited Vital. I took a couple months to figure it out. I dabbled in the cannabis space, which was miserable. I don't recommend that for anyone. And that's when I was like, after I left cannabis, I only lasted 4 months. I call Kurt and I'm like, hey, Kurt, what's good? I want to go back to being your apprentice. And he kind of laughed at me. He's like, wow, Dan, what was that, 4 months? You know, I have a saying, fail fast. You failed real fast. Oh. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. No, really. What are you doing? He's like, come out to LA. Let's talk. So I flew out to LA and I basically told him, like, look, I got so much to learn. Last job sucked. I don't know what my next phase is. And he basically said, what's your product? And I was blown away. I'm like, what do you mean? What's my product? Like, dude, I came here to like hang out with you and like learn from you. I don't know. I don't have a plan. And he's like, well, come up with a product and come back in a week.
Ooh.
All right, cool. So flew home. I'm in Denver right now. That's where I was. And I came up with a non-caffeinated pre-workout. And at the same time that I was doing this, my old colleague from Vital, who I really respect and adore this guy, Cam, he left Vital. And he hit me up like, yo, done. What's happening? And I'm like, Cam, come to LA with me. I have an opportunity. Like, I could use your help. So we flew out to LA. I pitched my little paper formulas. And then Kurt was like, all right, who's your clientele? What's your brand? And I'm like, well, bodybuilders, the bro space. That's what I know. And he's like, no. You need to hone in. You need a brand. And my partner, Cam, he's a legit runner. Like sub 5 minute mile, qualified for Boston. He's so legit. And his background, he's
Sub 5 minute mile is crazy.
Sub 5 minute mile, the dude's fast, and he's not a little twig. He's 6'1". He's a dude. He's not some little twig.
In Boston, for those that don't know, that's the hardest one to get in. Like, you can't just go, I want to do that one.
The hardest one to do too, I believe.
Oh, my sister's told me plenty of times she got into it. but yeah, sorry, keep going.
So yeah, this guy Cam, I worked with him at Vital for like a year or two. I really like his style. I knew he was a smart guy and he could help me out a ton. We were both in the same position. So, and he also knows Kurt. We both worked at Vital, obviously. So we go out there. He's got 10 years at Nike. He pretty much started the Eakin program. That's like the field reps, the tech reps. He also has agency experience. Everything he did was with runners and shoes and apparel. He's dialed in, man. So we went out and we were like, all right, what about runners? What's the white space? And then we thought about it and it's like, everything for runners is a race day product. It's a goo, a gel in the form of sugar.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Powder, yep. Goo, gel, it's all the same. And it's a race day product. There was nothing surrounding the race. You know, where's the holistic approach or where's the brand loyalty? So then we're like, all right, I think we got this. We did about 60 like phone, we'll call them conversations, not interviews, with runners of all sorts, man, like couch to 5K, ultra runners, even a couple Olympians, because Cam still has great connections from Nike. And what we found was they're taking multiple different supplements. They're taking collagen, they're taking D3, they have electrolytes, but they're not sticking to one brand. It's like, well, why not? Oh, because there's not a brand serving runners. And then what led us to our first product foundation, which I had the parking lot, this non-caffeinated pre-workout, we are going to launch it later this year, was we had a question, what's your biggest fear? And it was an Olympian we were talking to, and other people said it, but she was the first. My biggest fear is not being able to run anymore. My freaking eyes got watery, bro. I was like, oh my God, this is it. Like, we need to do this. And that's how we kind of came up with this Fuel Your Journey tagline, keep runners running. Like, if we could keep runners running even one more year, the amount of joy it'll bring them, the health benefits, the mental benefits. So that's what led us to Runway.
This is cool,
man. I love all of that.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great story.
And thanks for telling it to us in our audience. I feel like you're a very big empath, and some people are empathic but can't get out of their own way of the empathy to move forward.
Yeah.
So you have a good ego empathy kind of balance. You know, you need enough to move the ball forward, right? Like, to call for that second interview, to call Kurt after you failed fast. You know, you had to have enough healthy ego to be able to do that. And then I love Kurt. He's an oracle. This guy is like, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's awesome that, like, your morals came into play and you said, I can't do this anymore. I feel like a scummer. And I'm definitely going to use that word.
Yeah, scummer. I've never heard that. And like, Nestle's what? One of the six big conglomerates?
Small mom-and-pop corporation, you know.
You ever seen that infographic with the six conglomerates that own almost all the foods that are in the grocery store?
Yes.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I would say, and now my brain goes into, like, marketing mode, you know, I think you could even extrapolate this out to people that just want to walk. You know,
yeah.
There's a boomer generation of people that would probably want to do this, use this
maybe
product.
Maybe do speed walkers first as a nice transition, you know, mm-hmm. with their little butt wiggle.
But yeah, I mean, like, I've the story you said about not running, you know, it reminded me of us trying to play basketball like 2 years ago, and both of us collapsed like in 5 seconds. Now, granted, it was like July and it was in Florida here, but we definitely were just feeling it because we're old and haven't played basketball in a while.
I'm better off now.
Okay.
And that goes into our tagline, Fuel Your Journey. People age out of sports. People our age aren't really joining pickup games. We're not playing football anymore. Like, what do people our age do?
We pickleball.
Yep.
It's for that pickleball. Wilco dad crowd.
Yeah.
So but
it gives us room to expand.
Yeah, I think y'all have so many other segments to hit in this kind of even. Look, if it does Liquid IV's job or the comparison to that, you know, you got drinkers that would just drink it like we do with Gatorade.
Yeah.
Where people mm-hmm. just got accustomed to, like, I'm hungover, I need this.
I need my supplements.
And you get that caffeine in there, boom. You know, that's right there. They don't need to be a runner. They just need to get up out of bed.
Need to be an alcoholic.
And we know that field. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of Americans that they party, but they got to get up and go to work or whatever they're doing, slugging it out and apple picking with their kids and wife, you know?
I'm going blueberry picking on Saturday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what made me think of it. You know, I think you might be at the beginning of a huge journey. Dare I say a long jog, a long race? And we're just at mile one kind of thing. Anything before we get out of here, anything else that we didn't cover on here? And we will take all the free product you want to send us.
What was that?
I burped.
Oh, that was a sneeze that you were holding back in.
No, it was like a queef. It
oh, am I gonna
like,
smell this
nose.
Again? Like the lat, dude. Yeah, one day you had the gnarliest burps.
No, I ate a whole pound of bacon. I put it in a cup and ate it on the drive over here.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting now, so I gotta get it.
So I gotta eat cup of bacon.
Well, you know, it's just a thing to put the bacon in.
Why don't you put it in your shirt pocket?
This is
Frank
a tank
Reynolds.
Top. Yeah. anything else we may have not covered that you wanted to get out there? Go to rnwy.life. And is it sweatequity15 is the promo code?
Sweatequity15 is the promo code. Save 15%. We got free shipping. We got one product right now, Foundation Lemon Lime, tastes like OG Gatorade. That was the goal. Quick story about that. When we were coming up with the product, we really wanted to capture the nostalgia of OG Gatorade. It brings up memories of, like, going to Little League and someone is mixing the powdered Gatorade in the dispenser, and you could always tell who made it. Like, if the coach made it, it's bomb. If somebody's mom made it, it's totally
sucks. Yeah. It's watered. Yeah.
Sucked, dude. Sucked. So that was the goal. OG Gatorade. We went to the flavor house. We brought literally a bottle of Gatorade, put it on the table, and said, we're not leaving until we get this. So that's foundation. That's a story of flavoring. We got a wild cherry flavor coming out soon. And then we also have a protein plus creatine coming out, we'll say June, chocolate and acai flavored. Super excited about that. And then the non-caffeinated pre-workout called Extra Mile, that'll be in the fall.
I'm going to pitch one for the fall coming up.
Quench gum? Is that what you're going
to say? Oh, no, but quench gum ruled. It lasted 5 seconds, but it was an awesome 5 seconds. So, yeah. Sports Authority Impulse Buy.
Only place you could get it.
My dad was actually on the guinea. He was a guinea pig for Gatorade, the original Gatorade, 1966 UF, the Florida Gators football team. So, there is a 30.
Full circle, baby.
There is a 30 for 30 on Gatorade, and he's interviewed in it in his law firm office back in the day. But that's just a weird kind of quinky dink that you were talking about that. We called it Gatorade. Dr. Cade, Gatorade, mm-hmm. The Gators. I'm going to pitch for the moms out there. We want to get that mom market because 90% of purchasing power is the lady in the house. Pumpkin spice flavored for the fall. You show a girl drinking it out of a mug with two hands on it, looking out the window, getting ready to go run, thinking about it.
Yeah,
pumpkin spice will double the collagen. We'll throw some froth on it. Yeah.
But you need like a comfy, like a sports hoodie, a buttery hoodie on. She just dropped her kids off and now she's thinking about going for that run because she's got a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe send them some aloe leggings, aloe oversized hoodie.
Fuck. I mean, if you get in the moisturizing business, white women are all over this. That they have a fucking process that I didn't realize growing up.
Yeah.
There's a 15-minute moisturizing, lotioning, before bedtime routine.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know about that?
No. You should be moisturizing, dude.
No, I want to look like an old sailor. Yeah,
that's the new innovation.
Well, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you telling us that story and opening up. And, let us know when you want to come back on, man.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.